Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. What a wonderful word to be able to say yet again as we celebrate the Easter resurrection of the Lord, to say hallelujah, that word of Easter joy that proclaims the risen Christ, that word that has been silent for some 40 days during our Lenten journey as we've entered into a time of penance and of prayer in a more intensified fashion, so that we can reflect upon what our Lord has done for us, to reflect upon our own sinfulness, and to be mindful of our need for forgiveness, to be mindful of our need of the fact that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And what a glorious Savior indeed we do have. He who is the only begotten Son of God, the Heavenly Father, who's existed for all eternity, was sent among us as a man only to suffer and to die upon the cross for our salvation. Yes, indeed, we say today, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is risen from the tomb. Last weekend at our Palm Sunday celebration, I encouraged all of you with this little quip to celebrate Holy Week as if it is your first, your only, and your last Holy Week. Well, I would like to modify that a little bit today to fit our celebration, to say, my fellow Christians, celebrate this Easter as if it is your first Easter, as if it is your only Easter, as if it is your last Easter. To celebrate this glorious feast, which is the glory of what it means to be a Christian, that our God is not dead, no matter what the world might say, but our God is alive. And he is ascended into heaven as king of our hearts and of our souls. We who were purchased at a price not of silver and gold, but that of the blood of the Son of God. And he has a kingship that will not be taken from him as the risen Lord. So we come here to celebrate this Easter resurrection, mindful of the many gifts that God has blessed us with, but first and foremost, the gift of his own Son. Last night, we had the very great gift and privilege of bringing 9 new members into the Catholic Church at our Easter Vigil. And at the end of Mass, I told those 9 new Catholics that as they go forth out of the doors of this church and begin living their Catholic faith in the world, I told them, do not go forth from here and be a mediocre Catholic. Do not go out of here and be a lukewarm Catholic. Because the Catholic Church, quite frankly, is filled with enough mediocre and lukewarm Catholics. And brothers and sisters, we do not need any more lukewarm and mediocre Catholics. We need to embrace the faith that the Lord has given to us, to bear our cross as well, to bear them patiently and with love, to go out into a world that hates Jesus Christ, and to be true witnesses to the risen Lord Jesus, to continue to grow in the sanctity and the holiness that we are called to, that we were created for, to go out into a world in the midst of darkness and to be those lights of Christ in a society and in a culture that is in desperate need of it. Brothers and sisters, that is indeed what we are called to do. And just in a few moments after my homily, we will all in a solemn manner, as we do every Easter Sunday, we will renew our baptismal promises that were either made for us when we were baptized as infants, or that we made if we were baptized as an adult. We will renew those promises in a very solemn manner. And as we do so, brothers and sisters, I hope that this building is filled with the resounding sound of I do. Whenever we make that renunciation of sin and that renewal of the profession of our faith in Jesus Christ. And to not allow that I do to the renunciation of sin profession of faith to be empty words, to be an empty phrase, to be an empty thing that we say and go out of here and just go back to a mediocre or lukewarm lifestyle. But brothers and sisters, we must allow this to be a day of renewal for each and every one of us, myself included, each and every one of us. That those words that we say, I do, in our renunciation of sin and our profession of faith, is not just giving lip service to Almighty God. Because brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, there has never been a mediocre or lukewarm Catholic who stepped into heaven. So brothers and sisters, we are reminded today of the glorious victory that Christ has won for us. And we are called to live that faith in Jesus Christ that so many who have come before us have lived. The saints, the church triumphant in heaven, who are now cheering us on, encouraging us, fortifying us with their prayers and with their example, so that we can one day spend eternity with God in the life that is to come, which is what we are created for. Next Sunday, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter. This is a beautiful celebration that was established by John Paul II, thanks to the revelations that Jesus gave through St. Faustina, a Polish nun who died in the 1930s. And Jesus told her that he desired a feast of his mercy be established. He desires to pour out his mercy upon souls throughout the world, but people don't want to receive his mercy. Brothers and sisters, next weekend is filled with many and an opportunity for many graces that Jesus desires to bestow upon us. You can read about it in my bulletin article this weekend. But next weekend is filled with many graces, many blessings, an opportunity for grace that the Lord truly does want to give to us, to bestow upon us. Because brothers and sisters, before God wants to be a God of justice, he wants to be a God of mercy. He wants to be a God of mercy. He wants to unite us to himself, to recognize his goodness and his love and the great gift of his compassion and his mercy. So brothers and sisters, let us take him up on his offer. Let us take him up on his offer to receive that mercy by going to confession at some point this week, by receiving Holy Communion next week in a state of grace, so that we can receive the fullness of the Lord's mercy, the remission of our sins and temporal punishment, which is the promise of Divine Mercy Sunday, so that we can continue to seek to live out our Catholic faith well, to be witnesses to the resurrected Christ as we go out into a world that hates and denies who Jesus Christ is. And as we do so, brothers and sisters, we will be well on our way to growing in that holiness and that sanctity that God calls us to one day spend eternity with him in the life that is to come, so long as we are faithful to him and faithful to his church until the end. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. He who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Alleluia. Let us rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.